It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, let's say good morning and happy new year to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing pretty good. We were just talking about our New Year's celebrations.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you asked how mine was. How did yours go?
I think I fell asleep around 10:30.
Yeah, you made it about the same as I did then. That's tough to get old.
Yeah, I will be 40 this year.
Yeah, well, that's you need all the rest you can get.
Yeah. My beauty sleep, and I need a lot of that.
That's right. A beautiful weekend, though. Nice
it was.
Out there, and I saw you had Rupert out. I got to wave at Rupert as I was walking by your house yesterday.
Oh, Rupert, he loves the snow.
Yeah, it looks like it.
But I got out ice fishing by myself on Saturday out at Hantho Beach.
Did you catch anything?
No, but I just sat there for a few hours, listened to music, texted with people, and just enjoyed being outside. It was it was great. Pretty surreal.
All right. And you didn't have to clean any fish or anything either. That's probably not all bad.
Yeah, but I also didn't get to eat any fish.
Oh, that's true. Well, there's plenty of winter left.
I went home, made some onion rings. It was all good.
There you are. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Jerome Maurice Stangland. Jerome was born on September 29th, 1922 in Dawson, passed away on November 13th, 1993. He entered active duty in the United States Army on January 29th, 1943 in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged 2.5 years later on November 11th, 1945 at Camp Swift, Texas on Veterans Day. He was a platoon sergeant with Company B of the 91st Mortar Battalion. Spent 9 months in foreign service over in Europe during World War II. Participated in the battles of Ardennes, the Rhineland, and Central Europe. In some medals and ribbons that he earned, he was an expert with the M1 carbine. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle. Earned the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, the American Theater Service Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, the Good Conduct Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Jerome, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. Sounds like a good record there. And
yeah.
Hats off to the vets.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Happy New Year to the veterans.
That's right.
And you're ready to serve them into the new year.
Of course.
Let's talk about VA debt relief, which is going to continue here beyond 2020.
Yeah, a press release came out on the Disabled American Veterans website announcing that VA will continue to suspend debt payments into 2021. It was previously to commence on January 1st this year. But veterans and family members who have an overpayment or debt with VA could be eligible for temporary debt relief due to financial hardships caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. VA is already suspending all actions on veteran debts under the jurisdiction of the Treasury Department. This includes suspending collection action or extending repayment terms on pre-existing VA debts, whichever the veteran prefers. Now those suspensions are extended until 2021. According to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, veterans and their families should be focused on their health and safety during the pandemic, and VA is taking action to give those with pending debts greater flexibility during these challenging times. For benefit debts, veterans should contact the VA Debt Management Center at 800-827-0648. And as always, my office can help get in touch with VA's Debt Management Center and help facilitate any payment plans, which I've done numerous times. So there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number.
I do.
It's the same in 2021 as it was in 2020.
Now, as far as I know, this magnet is at least 11 years old because today is my 11-year anniversary of being the Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer.
Oh, congratulations on the anniversary.
I hope to make it many more years.
That's good to have you around.
I enjoy being
hanging
around.
There.
That number
you
is
need to get me a new magnet, though. The magnet's falling apart there, kind of.
Well, I'm sure the magnets I have in my drawer are about the same vintage.
Oh, okay. So all right. Get some new magnets.
There's a new redesigned logo, but the number is still the same, and that's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
That's right. Still a little snowy. It's a little snow on the garden there now.
No, it's January. It's to be expected.
Yep, it is. You know, pretty nice January so far.
Yeah, thankfully, we've gotten very little snow this season, you know, compared to others.
Right. So Kenny hasn't had too
too much shoveling over there.
Does an outstanding job regardless, him and
Linda. He does. Yep, they do.
And you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. And again, we want to put in a plug for the American Legion Auxiliary. They're still collecting canceled stamps. You can, if you leave about a quarter of an inch of space when you cut around the stamps, and then drop them off at Q92. And of course, with all the Christmas cards and stuff that people have been getting and sending and everything, there's probably lots of stamps out there. So get them in.
Good old Ivy.
Yep. Get them into Q92. And the flags, too. We should probably put in a plug for the Dropbox over there. For
yes, we've had a Dropbox for the last 3 years, and it's been emptied numerous times throughout last year and previous years, and keep them coming.
That's right. We'll drop them off here at Q92, and you can Josh will pick them up over here.
Yep, every Monday I'll pick them up.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you, Josh, and again, a happy new year to you and everybody else up there at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, and happy new year to all of you and all of you listening out there.
And we will see you again in a week.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Josh Benninger, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, on our first program of 2021, Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackbarrow County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air, right here on 92.1 FM Q92.